The Around the NFL Podcast. Likes this kind of party.
Welcome back to another edition of the Around the NFL Podcast. My name is Dan Hansis, and I am joined by a room filled with some heroes, Mark Sessler, Chris Wessling, and Greg Rosenthal. What's up, boys?
Hey, Dan.
Ow!
Right back in here again. I feel like we were just sitting here
energy
minutes ago.
I can feel the, yeah. There's a lot of
I like this kind of party.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what. One thing I want to tell you I'm excited about. TD does a great job for us behind the glass, but it's always good to have an old friend stop by working behind the glass today. The gold standard.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's gentlemen.
Up? Hey, buddy.
How we doing?
You forgot to play your entrance music.
Do you have entrance music?
I don't think
it's so. It's been a long time.
You should get some.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Yeah.
It's spring training right now.
I would say play some Daft Punk, but Wes would not be on board with
song's
that.
Hideous.
It couldn't be any.
Oh, come on. Just noise. One more
time. Takes it back to Lansdowne Street in Boston. The old clubs. How you doing, Gold Standard? What have you been up to?
Pretty good. Not too much. Working on some projects around the office.
Project.
Watching a lot of football.
Mm-hmm. For new listeners.
What kind of football?
No, this football.
By
the
way,
only football.
Congratulations on the Major League Soccer.
Thank you so much.
Avoids the work stoppage. Hubba hubba.
Yeah, it was getting real sweaty there for a minute.
So it's great to have Gold Standard here. And apparently, TD walks out the door. He was observing the first couple of seconds. Gold Standard's going to be in here once a week probably going forward.
I think he'll be our Friday guy.
Yeah, Gold Standard
so that's
Fridays.
Fun. Gold Standard Fridays. That's we had
Seduction
Sundays.
And then
we had Gold Standard Fridays. All right, so big show. I'm excited
big,
about today's
huge
show.
Show today.
I'm not excited about the show at all. I dread it. I'm looking forward for it to be over. That's not true. I love this. But this show specifically – because we're bringing it back.
By popular demand.
By popular demand, we're bringing back Go Get My Lunch, Jerk. Used to drop a B word there, but
right.
That's a little disrespectful.
That's a family show.
We're going to shift it to Jerk going forward. Greg, your
not
thoughts
nearly
as a management figure.
I like it. I wonder if we can come up with another word other than jerk. But I like the change. I think it's been it's an upgrade to
Go
jerk.
About Go Get My Lunch.
What about... No, that. What about go get my lunch, please?
Go get my lunch, please.
How about go get my lunch, guy?
That was I don't know. These are getting yeah, incrementally
not
worse.
Not really what I
None
want.
Of these names is as good as the original.
It's true. We'll work on this.
I like that you're giving Gold Standard extra beeping work there right off the bat.
Well, you know,
I know
he's capable. So we're going to play that. And for those that aren't aware what Go Get My Lunch blank is, it's a proposition game where we lay out predictions and then, you challenge the rest of the group, and if you get it right, they owe you sandwiches, high-octane sandwiches, that is.
Contraptions,
and if not, it goes the other way. And Mark, this is Mark's least favorite game, which we'll get into a little later, why you don't like it, Mark, but it's an interesting take from the Sizzler.
Why? I'm just being real. It's like we'll get into it,
yeah,
but
we'll
I have multiple
it.
Reasons why I find it, you know, less
that
joyful
said,
than the three of you.
That said, you are cackling with enthusiasm this morning as you were drawing up your propositions. You have a few high-octane...
He was giggling to himself like a schoolboy. I was like, wow, Sessler.
Well, by the way, I'd like to think that I can improve my performance. Part of the reason I don't like the
It'd
game
be hard
is
not to.
Fair enough. Although we came out even. We came out even.
Yeah.
Well, you were down a few, but you had already made up some. Yeah. In the end, it's funny how it worked out. We're all square here, and yet TD... owes three to
the group.
We haven't received that.
One reason he's gotten the heck out of here beyond a mid-level commitment.
All right.
Bonded with sandwiches.
So we'll close the show by talking some sandwiches, making some propositions about free agency. That will be the focus of the propositions. We will also have a guest in the studio, which we don't usually have guests, but when the talent bookers at NFL Media come with someone that intrigues us, we say, bring them on in. Brandon.
High bar.
Brandon Flowers.
You want to make flowers today?
Going to be in the studio, so we're going to sit and talk with him. He's going to be a free agent on Tuesday. We'll see if he ends up back with the Chargers or if he's going to be somewhere else in not a great cornerback market, so you'd think Mr. Flowers is going to make some money. We might even have to ask him about that drop.
I hope he doesn't know the origin of that.
Yeah. I don't even know how he'd react to it if people are aware of what it is. But so we're going to talk to Brandon Flowers. But before any of that, we are going to swing it back to the Gold Standard because it's time to do some news. Can we, fella?
Let's do it.
Dan, I know you've got some big news here, but I'm going to jump in for some legitimate breaking news that happened 1 minute ago. Maurice Jones-Drew has announced his retirement.
Whoa.
There you go.
That's big news.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is big. I know you got some other high-octane news.
No, that I mean, I think that's this was the rushing champion, what, 2012?
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
2011.
And under his current coach.
Messes up his foot.
Dreaded Liz Frank.
Liz Frank. What a harlot she is. He ends up with the Raiders, and and it seemed like he had nothing left in the tank. It was clear he wasn't coming back there. So he ends his career, and I think he's probably about 31 years old. Not a surprise, though, right, Wes?
Not a surprise at all because of what you said, that it was clear that he was at the end of the road last year, but got off to a Hall of Fame start early in his career and was one of my favorite players in the NFL for a good 3 or 4 years, was, to me, the best fourth down advantage in the NFL early in his career. Jack Del Rio, not who you would consider an aggressive coach, started going for fourth downs at a higher rate than any coach in the league because Maurice Jones-Drew could not be tackled in short yardage situations.
We asked Del Rio at the Combine, are you going to bring this guy back? Because it was a nice story, potentially. And he said... Well, he said he sat down with MJD and said, "Are you still explosive? Are you the guy that we had last year or not?" They must have come to the conclusion that they were not going to bring him back. He was expensive too.
2.2 yards per carry last year. He's only 29 years old. He was in the league at 21, but I do remember those early years where it was him and Fred Taylor together.
He was so dynamic.
That was a fun tandem to watch because Fred Taylor was sneaky, one of the most fun running backs in the league to watch. And Jones-Drew was always that guy you always wanted to see. Well, what could he do if he was the man? Because he was getting 700, 800, 900 yards and then catching the ball for 500
and
yards, bouncing
punt,
off tackles.
And punt returns.
And then once he did get the chance, he ends up getting a couple 1,300-yard seasons and leads the league 1 year.
Reminder now that get on athletes, especially football players that hold out and want more money. He held out after his rushing title season. He held out for a long time trying to get a new deal. It didn't happen. And then what happens? Part of the reason he didn't get it is because he was approaching like age 28 or whatever at the point. He hurts his foot. He gets cut. He signs a deal with the Raiders. He's going to get cut again. Now retires. Never got his money. Now it makes sense. He was trying to use the leverage he had. It still didn't work, but I get it.
He did get the good running back money on his second deal while it was still around in the NFL. So, you know, he's always been big into fantasy football, big into broadcasting. I have a feeling he'll be probably on our network.
I would assume he'll be in the fantasy football business.
Hmm. Also one of the great nicknames of his era, Pocket Hercules. Mm.
Mark,
dismissive of the nickname.
I'm fine with it.
All right. So goodbye, MJD. It was a nice show. All right, next up, let's pull back the curtain a little bit. We originally had a nice discussion between the four of us about Brandon Marshall being shot by the Chicago Bears. But before we posted the podcast today, Friday, it turned out that Brandon Marshall got traded to the Jets. Deals in place. So Greg's not with us right now. So the three of us are going to talk about it. And I can tell you that when I got this news, a text from a friend of mine in New York while I was at the DMV, which was pleasant. Wow, what a way to pass the time. The hour and 20 minutes I was stuck in that infernal hellhole, getting to tweet with Jet fans that are excited, getting obviously nervous tweets from Greg Rosenthal. Mark, you seemed to be thinking it was a really good trade for the Jets. We're hearing, what, a fifth-round pick?
Fifth-rounder, according to Albert
Breer. Yeah. For Brandon Marshall, who, yes, 31 years old, yes, a little banged up, but to me, huge, still a big-time playmaker. Put him next to Eric Decker, to me, a best 1-2 combination since Keyshawn and Corbett for the Jets. And, you know, Percy Harvin, that to me, the writing's on the wall. I don't know if that's definitely going to happen, that he's going to be let go. Now they'll cut him, and they get to keep their fourth-round pick, and they're paying less money. They trade one head case for another, but this one's better. I'm happy.
The thing that we said yesterday in the segment that got wiped off the board, you know, with our update here, is that why not take a chance? We knew at the time it would be a mid-round pick. bad teams, if they want to stop being bad teams, start swinging for the fences, add talent. The Jets got the better side of this trade, in my opinion, no doubt. It puts Decker number one. I never liked Decker as a number one option. It puts him better into a place where he fits in that offense as a number two complementary receiver.
Goes
I think he'll be
the
better.
Number two cornerback on different teams.
Absolutely.
Now,
I mean, you've got an exciting – if they ever kept Harvin, because Chan Gailey is one of the few guys I think that could do something special with Harvin, that is an interesting offense for the first time in how long?
A long time. I just wrote a post minutes ago. Rap Sheet has a report that the trade does not directly affect Percy Harvin because he's such a unique player, sort of a running back wide receiver hybrid. It's not like he's similar in talent to Brandon Marshall or Eric Decker, but it's going to come down to money, and the Jets have already asked him to take a pay cut. He's not going to do it. And you've already paid Jeremy Curley last October. I can't imagine them paying all four. So Harvin's going to be gone, I would have to imagine.
I think even if Harvin's gone, this is a very interesting offense to me. Now, the quarterback position is still a huge concern, obviously, and I'm all for them going for it, getting Marcus Mariota and seeing where we can go with this, have Geno Smith there as his backup slash guy that keeps the seat warm. But I think if you have the Decker, you now have Jason Morrow. You now, if they go get C.J. Spiller and you pair him with Chris Ivory, I think this is pretty good with Brandon Marshall in the mix. This is the first time in West. We were talking about this earlier in the week with Chan Gailey running the offense. This is the first time in years, potentially since maybe Chad Pennington's one big time year or before Brett Favre hurt his bicep, that the Jets might have an exciting offense. I don't know how to deal with it. I'm getting dizzy right now.
Part of our discussion on Thursday that got wiped out, I said of all the wide receivers available, Brandon Marshall is the one with the best chance of going 1,500 yards, 12 TDs in 2015. I don't feel that way with the Jets just because they have a question mark at quarterback. But their surrounding talent looks like, I mean, if you've got Marshall, Decker, that's a great 1-2. Curley's a good slot. If you bring in Spiller and pair him with Ivory, that's a dynamic 1-2. You got Jason Morrow, who is a promising young tight end. All you need is a quarterback, and that's a big hurdle to find.
That is, but, I mean, you have to give, if you're the Jets fan base that's gone through, at this point, a lot of boring offense for years at this, you know, good defense and a stagnant, hard-to-watch attack. I like the new front office because they said they said they'd be aggressive at the combine, but what does that mean? You have to do that with action, and they were right here. You know, as a Browns fan, for instance, I wanted them to go make a move like this. It's the Jets that did, and I think when you're bold like this, it pays off. If they keep some of this talent and add a guy like Spiller, one of the most interesting skill position groups in the AFC East.
Can't believe we're even having that conversation. Let's look at the other side of it. The Bears now. They still have Alshon Jeffrey there. Wes, you laughed at me earlier in the week about Randall Cobb. Now, this wasn't my prediction that Brandon Marshall would be out of the picture, but now they seem to have probably a need at wide receiver. So where do the Bears go from here? And getting a fifth-round pick, if you're a Bears fan, you got to be pretty disappointed considering who Marshall is.
Well, I think they need to pour their resources into defense. That's been the Bears' problem for a couple of years now. They've hit historically inept run defenses, so I wouldn't put wide receiver really high on the list. They probably need to extend Jeffrey is what they need to do.
It is a good draft for wide receivers, a deep one. Maybe not like last year's, but they don't have to reach for that up top. But it's funny because even a couple weeks ago we were talking about them as a fantasy football type offense. And bottom line, you remove Marshall, it's not the same.
They've got a huge decision coming on Jay Cutler Tuesday. $10 million of his $16 million for 2016 is due on that day. It becomes guaranteed. So essentially, if they pick up that $10 million, they're committing 2 years to a quarterback who was benched for Jimmy Clausen by the previous regime. I don't think that's a rubber stamp. I think they could decide to cut him.
I want to see if later in the show someone might lose some sandwiches on an incorrect.
Yeah. Good call, Mark. A little spoiler alert. Before when you guys get to the portion of the program, listeners, when we make our sandwich propositions, Wes might have been in on a Brandon Marshall scenario that may or may not have worked out, so stay tuned for that. That's it. We're going to now head back, bring Greg back into the mix. I will leave now. I came in Friday specifically to talk about this. And, Wes, can you get your cornhole boards out of my trunk? Can we take care of that now?
We're going to need those for Philadelphia's Dahlia Gras on Friday night.
I like that Dan's commitment to this podcast is that at the moment, while he's been up here, his car is illegally parked downstairs and is being swarmed by security.
My God. Anything could be happening. Homeland Security is probably surrounding my car right now.
Good job by you.
All right. The Patriots will not be picking up Vince Wilfork's option for 2015, and he will be released. Wilfork took to, I guess it was his Twitter page, and posted along essentially a love note to the Patriots family and the New England fan base, explaining that it was a great run and he loved it there. And listen, the big man, Greg, you know, on your throne of ease, it's hard. Sometimes as a Jets fan, there are a lot of things about the Patriots I don't like. Always loved Big Vince as a player and as a personality. You have to say goodbye because time marches on, Greg, and that's a thing you got to realize. Time keeps marching.
Well, I'm glad I'm rooting for a team that recognizes that doesn't hold on too hard to sentiment, and I like that. I think this year was the sentiment year. If Vince Wilfork had any other name, he wouldn't even been back on the team this year, and it seemed like Robert Kraft stepped into the mix, which you don't see too often. And then, you know what? He gets a second Super Bowl title out of it. It's kind of a happy ending. And who knows? He might even return to the team by the sound of it for a lesser
price.
That is
fair. No team in the league does a better job of unemotional releasing of players that meant a lot at one point.
We called it here on the podcast a month ago.
You did. And I would, you know, I'd rather have that than a team that's chasing down stars from 3 years ago.
He also noted in his little write-up, he's had one major injury. He said he has lots of gas still left in the tank. He's 33. Wes, you watch a ton of tape. That's how you got named the scientist. Did you see a lot of gas in that tank, or is Vince Wilfork kind of near the end at this point?
I have to confess I did not watch Vince. I don't watch the Hog Mollies as closely.
This is awkward.
But I think the consensus is he's not who he used to be, but he still played almost every down. He played more than any Patriots defensive lineman last year.
He's solid.
He can still help a team.
He can start in the NFL, and he could at least be a 600 snap run stuffer type. He was a solid. He just wasn't like a $9 million a year player, but he was solid for them.
I identify with Vince Wilfork.
How's that?
One of my favorite videos is that video of him.
Just about to bring that up.
Oh
yes,
where he's boogieing, he's got that bounce in his step while he's smoking ribs.
Go to
his
Google.
His wife catches him like out there, unbeknownst to him, she's videotaping him, and he's boogieing out there with his ribs. He's smoking.
Wilfork, and I am the anti Ted Johnson because I am a huge Vince Wilfork and I think Bianca Wilfork fan. They're the Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth, the NFL, as far as I'm concerned. Check out their Instagram feed. If you type in Vince Wilfork and dancing, it will bring up the greatest video ever of Vince Wilfork caught in the
act. I don't know
if
I'm big on her sending that out without letting him know.
No, it makes him
big Vince, you don't care,
Big
Vince.
Look like a charming big man.
Yeah. All right, well, then I'm going to start to videotape the three of you from a corner and send it out from my account.
She really is.
We've done that to you, actually, Mark, several times at their nights out. We have some video of you dancing
out
there.
I'm not pleased with it.
None of it's seen the light of day.
I'll miss Bianca as a Patriots fan. I mean, what other NFL wife right now is as front and center and lovable and just kind of part of the mix?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah,
Eric Decker's wife?
All right, easy.
All right, let's move on.
That was awkward.
Yeah. You pervert, Wes.
Doesn't she have her own show or something? I don't know.
By the way, that's not where you were coming from.
The only, you know, great note that he sent out.
Greg can't get off the topic. We got to stay on.
Everything's terrific. You know, throw it by an editor. No apostrophes here.
That's not how he got you multiple Super Bowls.
Random things. Words are capitalized. Just, hey, buddy, take a look at this.
I would love you to say that to Vince Wilfork, by the way.
Does he hate apostrophes? Like, I don't know. There's no, it ends, it just ends with no punctuation.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It seems fine to me. Moving
Sorry
on.
For stepping on your bit, Dan.
Oh, no. You didn't step on anything.
The Vince Wilfork thing.
No, that was perfect because we're on the same page on that.
This is really a kinder, gentler podcast. After last show, I felt like we were all at each other's throats.
Yeah, this is a lot better so far.
No, it's been a really good show so far.
Darnell Dockett, he is defecting to an NFC West rival, says the great Kevin Patcher in his write-up on Around the NFL. His agent announced via Twitter that the former Cardinals defensive lineman has joined the Niners. Rap Sheet reports the deal is worth 2 years and $7.5 million, with $4 million in year one and $2 million guaranteed. Dockett, of course, coming off that ACL tear, knocked him out all of last season. He's 33. He thinks he's going to be the comeback player of the year. Will he be?
I wouldn't bank on it. He's going to be 34 next season. I wouldn't bank on somebody that age playing defensive line to be comeback player of the year.
You got to be a starter. And You would think he would be a starter, probably replacing Justin Smith if Justin Smith retires, but he's not a guy you would expect to be out there every down. I just think he went there. He heard the Jim Tom Sula free agency pitch, and he could not tear himself away.
Some magnetism.
Tom Sula's
there.
One for one.
I like the NFC West. Very incestuous. They'd sign all their own players. They go from one team to the next. It was just the Seahawks and the Niners doing that year to year, but the Cardinals are in the mix now. The Rams haven't figured out how to make that happen. They're a little bit slow, but I wonder if someone like Michael Crabtree winds up with the Seahawks or something like that, that we might not see the end of this.
I like that Doc had always talked trash about the other NFC West teams, especially the 49ers and the Seahawks, and then he joins. It's a little – you always have the wrestling analogies. It's kind of like that. It's like, okay, now I'm going to join the rival and get back at my team.
Doc, it's like the honky-tonk man with a Twitter account.
I don't think he'd appreciate that.
Who's the ultimate warrior in that case? Now we're going a little deep on the wrestling of the late 80s and early 90s. So that's going on with him. And finally, gentlemen, a little Peyton Manning talk. He passed that physical with the Broncos, and with it, Mark, your great sandwich prop proposition, that goes down the tubes. He will be back in 2015. Of course, he took that pay cut. And let's give the boss a little credit. The old Greg Rosenthal, he had a suspicion that there would be incentives in the deal to get the lost $4 million back. However, what I found interesting about the incentives, it has nothing to do with Peyton throwing 50 touchdowns or setting some type of league record. It's tied to the Super Bowl. They get to the Super Bowl, he gets $2 million. They win the Super Bowl, he gets the $4 million back in full. Greg, your thoughts.
John Elway is nothing if not clear with his objectives. It's like, John Fox, you don't win a Super Bowl, you're fired. Anyone that doesn't win a Super Bowl, you're fired. Like, we want you to take a pay cut, Peyton Manning. The only thing you can do, win a Super Bowl, you get $4 million.
Isn't it it's almost like a sneaky dig. It's like, oh, you want all that money? Well, here, go get it for me.
I think it is a little bit of a dig. I still think this whole situation is strange that you had to make him take a pay cut.
Something still feels weird to me. I realize I lost the sandwiches. I like that it came this far. It's March, and yesterday we still didn't know what was going to happen.
Well, we did, though.
Well,
but still, to your point,
right.
Yes.
Everyone else was just laughing at the concept of this, that, oh, by mid-January, he'll just be rolling into another year. Instead, it was a total debacle back then.
Well,
and yeah, now it's fine because everything's fine in March.
I like Mark's version of history.
Yeah,
well,
I agree with Damashek.
They may not even make the playoffs next year. I just don't see this guarantee that they're going to roll in 13-3.
Oh, nobody thinks that.
Carbon copy.
I think they'll be good.
I don't think they're going to – I could see him potentially having a final Brett Favre type year. I could see him struggling.
Then they will not make the playoffs.
I think they're one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl again. But I do like how you twist this history, because the history I remember is right after Peyton Manning went down in flames in the playoffs, and then maybe the next show even after that, you were basically throwing a ticker tape parade for yourself that you got the prediction right.
Listen,
a little early.
All right, no, I always said I got it half right, but it is just the scoffing that went on when I made this pick in August. You know, the nose up in the air from all three of you, the utter scoffing, and then it went to the brink.
All right, that's a good way to look at it.
That's like the Jets losing by a field goal to the Patriots twice. Still two losses.
Yeah, it is what it is.
All right.
So let's why don't we, before we get to Brandon Flowers, who should be coming in any minute, I just wanted to run something by you. Wes, you did not like Daft Punk as a potential celebration song.
Not my kind of
beat. And I get that.
Beat.
I like that song, but, you know, I feel like we should all be on the same page. One of our listeners and a follower on Twitter, Peter Squires, at Peter_Squires, he chimed in with an idea that I thought was great. So, Gold Standard, let's pitch this one to the group. And remember, first of all, let's play what we've been using, which is Being Retired.
Okay.
All right, Cool and the Gang. All right.
That got retired in 1987.
It's over for Cool and the Gang.
That's
classic.
Been retired for 35 years.
Okay, so here is Peter Squires' idea, which I'm over the moon about. This is how we do it. The great Montel Jordan. This is how we do it.
That's top five.
One of the great party jams of the mid-90s. Greg, you seem to be on the fence.
Yeah, I know. I'm on board. I like it. I don't think we have to have just one.
No, we don't have to have one.
That's made the list.
I'm good with that.
A rotation.
Dark seemed the only one unsure, maybe.
I know. I feel like I went to 75 high school dances where that was like the thing, and I've, you know, I'm a little over it, but it works.
We are missing one of the top 10 songs in the history of music.
What?
Gold Standard, can you find...
That's not how it works back there. It
took like 45 minutes for Dan to get this on the board, by the way.
Can you find Rob Bass and DJ Eazy-E?
All right, well, that's a request for another show.
I'll make a note of it next time for sure.
Because that's,
I can promise that.
I mean, that might be the greatest.
I like seeing into Wes's mind to see how he thinks the show works. Like, you just pull it up and someone has it hooked into a mainframe.
Don't you
and
have
comes,
YouTube back there?
It's almost like that. Yeah.
We'll put that in. We'll listen to it. Yeah, we'll continue. Everyone comes up with a new one every show. Okay. A couple other ones I had, by the way. Tell me what you think about this one. Thoughts?
Not very celebratory. Oh. That's more of a threat.
No? All right. And then I had one more. This one, this is obviously not celebration, but I thought we could use it a lot for Mark and I. I think
you could use the previous song for Mark and you.
if we have enough drink.
That was inappropriate coming from you.
For Mark and I, for the Jets and Browns this season, I thought this might work.
Oh, somebody kill me, please. Somebody kill me, please. On my knees, pretty, please.
Yeah, that could work. I was thinking about, you know, around Halloween time.
We've probably lost multiple thousands of listeners over the last 15 seconds. But
why?
Just a little fast forward to get through that, you know, noise grading.
All right. So, all right. Thanks, Mark, for your input on the show. Those are some options, and I'm happy that Montel Jordan is one of them. That's good.
I like it.
Gold Standard behind the glass. Good work.
Hey, I can see the resemblance. So.
Yeah.
By the way, Zach Dressler behind the glass, I went and got a drink with him in Damashek. Zach Dressler's last day, Z Drizzles, this week. Gonna miss you, buddy.
Phenomenal guy.
Z Drizzle's a legend.
Z Drizzle, you gonna come back to the NFL Media Group?
Yeah. I mean, if you guys greet me the way you just greeted Goldstein when you guys came into the studio.
Did you just call him Goldstein?
You know, there's a lot of Jewish guys that work here. Goldman, Goldstein.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Are you in the tribe?
I'm an elf.
All right.
Come on.
You have to be in the tribe to be able to drop that kind of stuff.
I'm an OG. My dad's an OG of the tribe, born in Israel.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a real deal. All right. So, Z Drizzle, we're all going to give you big, tidy man hugs after the show to see you off. All right. Enough of this, though. Let's get Brandon Flowers in here. I see him coming in the door right now. The great cornerback for the Chargers heading toward free agency. Let's talk to him. All right, we have a very special guest in the studio. He is a Chargers cornerback. Maybe not for long. We'll find out in about a week or so. He is the great Brandon Flowers. Welcome to the Around the NFL podcast, Brandon.
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for having me.
It's been a long day for you already. We were talking before the show. 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
wake up. You got in at 1:30 or something, yeah. But you just love talking with us so much. You had to get.
I know, right? I had to call. I mean, and I'm used to it kind of. I just had my first little girl, so she only let me sleep 2 hours out of the day anyway. So
I'm right with you. I just had my second kid, so it's been a rough couple months.
yeah. So, Brandon. This is obviously a big time in your life. I mean, you have a baby girl. That's good.
Yeah.
You're entering free agency. Where it's starting on Tuesday. Where's your mind at right now as you approach the start of free agency? Is there a lot of trepidation? Are you looking forward to it? Where are you at?
I'm looking forward to it because in my mind, I mean, you only hit free agency once. If you're lucky, twice. And I'm in a good place because the team that I love in the San Diego Chargers, we're trying to negotiate a deal right now. So I would love to go back to San Diego. That would be my first choice, of course. But if it doesn't happen, it wouldn't be bad to go to the market and go to a team that also wants you to come in and, you know, help the team try to win a ring. So it's a win-win for me right now, I feel.
Do you kind of feel like with the deal you signed last year with them, you were almost betting on yourself and hoping to get back out into the free agent market a year later? And if you did, like, how do you think that worked out for you?
I think it worked out good. You know, it would have been better if we had a playoff run and went far in the playoffs. It would have worked even better. But putting myself in that position to go to San Diego, I knew what kind of team they had, and I felt they were the best fit for me and my personality and everything like that. And I loved it. From the time I stepped foot in San Diego until now, like, I love every single moment of it. So you can't have any regrets if you loved everything about it.
All right. Listen, I'm not somebody that likes to make things weird.
Uh-huh.
That's not true.
What?
I do like to make things weird. And I just want to point out that NFL.com We come up with a top 101 free agents list every year. Uh-huh. And when I say we, I don't really mean we. I mean Greg Rosenthal to my right, Chris Wessling to my left. You're at number 21, which is a nice spot out of 101. It's a good spot, but I do
really
have
out
to
of
say
like 400 free agents if you think about it.
Okay, Greg. Okay, all right. But I just want to say that it does not put you as the number one cornerback in the market. Byron Maxwell from Seattle was listed at number 9. Can you please tell these chumps
come on,
why they're
fellas,
wrong?
Come on, fellas. You know, first off, let me say I like Byron. That's like my little brother. We train together every offseason.
Oh, really?
So I never want to say anything bad about Byron. He's a great Ranger corner that can go out and play ball. But myself, you know, I've been playing in this league 7 years now, and I had 6 great years and 1 good year, you know. So the film is there. I think it's on tape that I can play outside. I can play slot. Wherever you need me, I can go back to safety. Wherever you need me, I can
back to safety.
I can do it. I love to.
Wow. Like, I didn't know that's an
option. Yeah, some defensive back coaches don't like the fact that I love to hit all the time because they tell me they don't want me to get too banged up. But I'm utility. Wherever you need me to play, I can play, and I feel like I can play it at a high level. So I can do a lot of stuff and bring a lot to a defense.
I think it was really Wessling that.
Oh, it was me.
I don't know about that. Put it on Wessling.
I had you at number one overall.
I appreciate it.
No one ever asks me this stuff. You were actually on NFL AM when you were up zombie style at in the middle of the morning, early in the morning. You said that the cornerback is just as important as the quarterback. I like that. Hot take. Let's hear why you think that.
Because if you don't have a cornerback in this league, no matter how great your pass rush is, the ball getting out in 3 seconds, I don't care if you have Justin Houston, Tom Bali, Donovan Sue, whoever you have on the D-line, they can't get there. It's just impossible to get there that fast. So you got to have someone that'll hold up, you know, and they're just a value. You don't want to go into zones anymore because quarterbacks are so smart and offensive coordinators are so smart in beating the zone. Every zone has a zone beater. So the best way to beat these top teams is just get in their face, mano a mano, match them man to man. So the more corners and the top corners you have at that position, that's going to win you ball games in this league now.
Mm. Well, the last two Super Bowl champions had Darrell Revis and Richard Sherman.
Yeah. And then a lot of that bumping around. Do you think like quarterbacks are getting rid of the ball faster than when you came in the league? Like that's been a trend going around?
I want to say they're getting rid of it fast. I think it's –
because you play the guy who gets rid of it the fastest, Peyton Manning, a couple times in your division.
I mean, even his deep balls, like I was saying earlier, like 2 steps and it's gone. You know, so if you get beat off the line, that's it. But it's strategic. You know, I think Aaron Rodgers and guys, they like to hold on to the ball a little bit, let the route develop, and if it's not there, they can still fit in the tight windows or run. So I think it depends on what quarterback you're playing, how comfortable they feel in the pocket.
Brandon, are you a television fan?
I am a television fan.
Did you by any chance, I had to ask you about this, did you watch True Detective on HBO?
I haven't.
Okay. First of all, you should watch it. Binge watch that. You have some time after you make your multi-million-dollar signing and life is good with your baby girl and everything. But just to let you in on a little inside running joke within the Around the NFL podcast, every time, and I mean every time your name comes up on the show, which is, you know, every couple of weeks or every month or so.
The Chargers were the official team of the Around the NFL podcast.
They were, so your name came up a lot. This is what we play every time it comes up.
You want to make flowers today?
So now, without any context, you have no idea what that means.
I have no idea.
No, but when you do watch True Detective and you get to the season finale of that show and you find out what that drop is attached to,
just think of us.
Think of us. Tweet at us and be like, I cannot believe that you're associating me with that.
I got to make sure I look that up. I hope it's on Netflix or something. I can go straight to the finale. I don't even want to waste time.
Wes has an HBO Go password.
I'll flip it to you.
There we go. Good.
All right.
Before we let you go, if you don't go to the Chargers, do you have any feel of some teams that might be a little interested in you?
March 10th, I guess. That's what the teams that's when I start visiting teams,
okay.
And we'll see where it goes from there. But, yeah, just right now I'm set on going back to San Diego. And I just love football. If it's not San Diego, like wherever I go, of course I like to be compensated for what I do. But I love football, so it doesn't matter what team I go to.
That sounds like somebody wants to stay with the Chargers.
I know. It sounds like that. That's going back to San Diego.
And here's the other good news. After Brandon re-ups with the Chargers and after he catches up on True Detective and after the Chargers move to L.A.,
oh, that's
we'll all come here and we'll watch season 2 of True Detective together. It'll be glorious. All right, that's it. Brandon Flowers, thank you very much for joining us. I know you're going to continue your way through the NFL Network car wash today on your way to our flagship program, Total Access. But thank you for stopping by the Around the NFL podcast.
Thanks for having me. I'm definitely enjoying it.
Thanks, right, Brandon.
You want to make flowers today?
And there goes Brandon Flowers. Mark, you sat that out. You're on the other side of the glass. Your thoughts?
Well, we have a studio here that's only set up with four mics, and so someone's got to take one for the team. I sitting out there, I thought, number one, a lot of good information generated by three hard-hitting journos.
I thought it sounds like, and we said it, it sounds like he's coming back to the Chargers. He wants to. I mean, the Chargers should bring him back. He was really good for them last year. It was a good signing.
He was great. Tons of cap room. Do it.
Get her done. All right, it's time. It's time to talk about Go Get My Lunch. Idiot. That's another option.
Go get my lunch, clown.
Yeah, so we're going to free agency edition. We haven't done this in a while. When's the last time we did it? Was it before the playoffs? Who knows?
I think it was before the
Everything
season.
Everything marches on and on. Nothing ever stops. Yeah, but we did it last year during free agency.
Yeah, it was before the season.
So we'll each take turns. We'll make a prediction. Everyone, including the great Gold Standard, can jump in and take the sandwich proposition, a high-octane sandwich. And Mark, just real quick, you wish it could be something other than sandwiches. You're not a big food fan.
I don't sit around, salivating over the idea of some sort of food item. And it's like the whole contest is centered around something I don't really care about.
Lunch.
Food.
I can buy you a book for the same price as a sandwich.
I like that. Go get my book.
What, like a choose-your-own-adventure paperback or something?
No, go get my Amazon-purchased like book, Clem.
High-octane, hard-boiled detective story.
I've never met a person that has such a distaste for food as you.
Greg has the
it's
the,
not
the
a
perfect
it's
line.
A disinterest.
He calls Mark a fooditarian.
Oh, yeah, you're a fooditarian.
Fooditarian.
It's just a lack of interest.
How about this? If in this game, this could be just a private thing or anyone else can jump in. If you want to trade in your sandwich, which will set it at about $6 to $8 for a tasty beverage at a local hole.
That's more Sessler's
that.
Now
speed.
I feel more galvanized to participate.
Ooh, I like it.
All right, here we go. So we're going to go one at a time. I guess I'll start it. We'll start with the overall ones where it's just more like a group, and then we'll get specific. We'll go one at a time. And, again, Gold Standard, you can get in on this. Even Z Drizzle, if you want to get in on this, because I really hope you are back here in a few months.
Right.
So, and we would love your sandwiches, too. We always take advantage of whoever's behind the glass. They're always suckers.
Oh, they get killed.
Especially when they're just wrapping up their work responsibilities for a while.
Especially when they're
very little money.
Especially when they're questionably informed about the sport.
Bingo.
All right, first one. Here we go. Just like last year, the first signing, so it's 1 p.m. Eastern time Tuesday, correct, is when the free agency period, signing period begins?
1 p.m. Pacific, so 4
Pacific,
p.m.
excuse me.
Eastern.
4 p.m. Eastern Tuesday is when you can officially be signed to a contract. I imagine how this game works, the football game, I mean. A lot of this stuff is taken care of before, and they're just, bang, announced. The question is, who is the first signing that gets announced by one of the, either it's a team, does it have to be a team announcement, or can
just the
first
player.
One we know about.
Reporter works.
First one by an insider or someone we deem to be a real reporter that we can count on and trust. The first name to come across our tweet deck.
Okay.
We'll go around the horn. We'll start with Mark Sessler.
Going Julius Thomas.
Mm. Do you have a prediction on a team?
Raiders.
We don't have to.
But you don't have to.
For the heck of it, I'll go Raiders.
Yeah. Okay. Julius Thomas, Wes?
Kind of out of left field here. Same team, pot roast to the Raiders.
I like that.
Did you nail this last year, too?
No. I had Brandon Albert last year.
You had a big Arthur Jones.
I did nail that. Arthur Jones. I nailed where Arthur Jones was going to go.
Pot roast has been whispered to them for a long time, so that makes some sense.
Okay, I will go with Torrey Smith. Somebody will be locked in on him. We'll have something worked out. Torrey Smith first off the board.
I'm going Ndamukong Suh, and I'll save the team.
Okay, very good. All right, the next overall prop, most guaranteed money outside Ndamukong Suh, who's going to get a lot, as we know, possibly the most ever guaranteed money for a defensive player. Who will get the most guaranteed money? Mark.
Going Jerry Hughes.
Jerry Hughes, defensive end. Wes.
This is a tough one.
For the donation.
This is a tough one. I'm going off the board again. I'm going Mike Iupati.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
guard.
That kind of that makes sense. This was a great choice.
Thanks a lot.
Because really, you could have come up with 10 pretty good options other than in
Hughes. Did you just kill mine?
Right, before you got the Hughes.
Here's why Wes is smart too. Not a great market for interior linemen, so I think could be a feeding frenzy at that position.
You know what? Thank you for giving me that much credit. I didn't put that much thought into it. Okay. I just had five names listed and liked that one.
I will go with the aforementioned Julius Thomas, who's going to get a big fat contract by some foolish team like the Jaguars that will pay him to be a superstar, but he won't be.
I feel good about this one. Byron Maxwell.
Okay.
I think he's got a good chance.
And then finally, and Goldsender, you want to jump in on any of this? Just let us know. Final one.
This is kind of the deep end of the pool. We'll wait till it's a little deep.
Thanks. Yeah, warm up the water first. Appreciate it.
And finally, before we get into our individual propositions, Ndamukong Suh, where will he land? Mark Sessler.
This is tough. I'm going to go Lions.
Returning.
Nice. Wes.
I'm going to go Dolphins. I think he wants to be in a place where he can build his brand, and Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, has been dying for superstars and name brand athletes there in Miami, so he's taking his talent to South Beach.
I automatically dislike athletes that make decisions based on building their brands. Didn't we talk about this?
But that's where you go to build your brand, Miami.
Yeah, I will go with the Oakland Raiders. I would have picked this whether or not Michael Silver's report came out today, but now I'm even feeling a little more confident. Michael Silver says they potentially have a visit set up. They're going to throw a lot of money at them. They need the help, and he's going to get a lot from the Raiders.
It'd be sad if Sue went from the Lions to the Raiders. What kind of career?
I can use Oakland as leverage.
I'm going to go Miami as well. Wes really put it well. I can just imagine, and he was my pick for the 401 sign. I can just imagine like a picture of like Mike Tannenbaum with his arm around Sue in Miami. Big money.
Wow, even the Hicks there doesn't even get to be the press conference. Tannenbaum with a big power play in a big spot.
Sorry, Hickey, you're out.
Friend of the show, Mike Tannenbaum. All right, that's good. All right, let's go. Let's start now. Let's go with our individual ones. And so basically how that last section worked now, if we hit any of those individually, everyone owes that person a sandwich except for the Dolphins prediction there. I guess Mark and I would both divvy up sandwiches.
Yeah, each give us a sandwich.
Yeah. Okay. So now we'll start.
We each give you half a sandwich.
Yeah, we could do that too. You could always fudge the numbers. Here we go. We'll start now with our individual ones. I'll get going with this one. I've been sneaky confident that this could happen for a while now, so I'll throw it out here. In this spot, Darrell Revis, released by the Pack. Who wants in?
Oh, of course.
I'll take it.
Of course I'm going in.
I'll take that.
All right, so Wes, you're taking it.
Maybe I'll jump in with the next one.
By the way, track your own props here. We have our friend on Twitter.
Track your own.
That can help us out, but we should have our own bookmaking. So, Wes?
Well, I'll jump in because I have a Revis-related one, so might as well just get it out of
there. Hang on. Just
y'all
the bookkeeping.
Your
everyone's taking it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Sessler, you are?
Gold standard.
I am taking it, yep.
Okay.
I'm not participating yet. I'm going to wait to drop the bomb on you guys.
You haven't been paying attention. Mark's been paying attention. That's what I can
say. I'm typing all this. I've got it all figured out.
He's learned
some
of his previous mistakes. You're too cautious before.
Mark famously the worst at this game, but this could be changing.
He could be outthinking himself now.
I'll take that Revis bet.
All right, I'm in on that one.
Okay. I'm in on that one.
This is going to get
now I'm really hoping I never see you again.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
I have a Revis one, so I'll go next. Mine was going to be that the Patriots keep Darrell Revis and Devin McCourty. I'll stay in the fold.
I'll take that. They would have franchised one of them if they were going to keep them both.
They can't franchise Revis.
Well,
I was going to do McCourty back to the Pats, so I'm not taking this one.
I had that as one of mine as well, so I'm not touching that.
So but that doesn't mean they're both. You think they'll both get look at
I
Revis
don't think
too?
He's going to the Jets. So
talking about the throne of ease.
If he gets
what they
this
want.
Is the throne of ease.
If Revis gets to the open market, he's going to the Jets,
like
and I don't think
one
that's
there.
Happening.
There's some different opinions. Okay.
Well, I'm very happy. I'm going to get a sandwich and Revis.
Plus, I just blocked their McCourty one.
You're going to get a sandwich and Revis.
Essentially, I'm getting two sandwiches from you now and Darrell Revis.
Or you'll go hungry and not have a cornerback.
Dan has had a good instinct for this game. The longer the shot, the better he's done. He had the Manziel Cowboys one. He had Incognito coming back into the league.
True.
He's had some.
Oh, don't forget about our boy Case Keenum. right?
Mansell Cowboys was wrong, by the way.
And yet somehow I still ended up as the on the plus side.
You know, you're hanging. You're in the past, right?
Yeah, you're.
All right, who's up? Who's up, Mark?
All right, I will go with one. Brian Hoyer inks a contract with a new team before Jake Locker.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
It's a weird one. Mark's off to a tough start.
All right.
Brian Hoyer inks a contract.
Because there's no way to, like, that doesn't mean one's better than the other, or it's hard to. That's like a straight guess. That's tough.
That's fine.
Because I think they're both equally in demand, I guess. So it's.
I'm saying they're not.
Why? Who do you think they'll sign first?
I want to take it just because it's a way to feed a former addiction and give me a little juice, you know, but I don't know.
I don't
Greg
care.
Finally acknowledges his past issues.
I'm not even going to take it, though, because of the same reason. It just seems, who cares?
Yeah, I don't see how you would have any knowledge that could tell you ahead of time
how
to vote on this one.
And if you had said Hoyer more guaranteed money or more money, that'd be a different type of thing.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. That was, this game couldn't be any more pleasurable or fun to play.
Wes, you're up.
With you people.
You people. You're up, Christopher.
Adrian Peterson does not play for the Vikings.
I'll take that. That's a close.
I'll take one. That because my next one was going to be Adrian Peterson stays with the Vikings. Ooh. So I might as well just jump in against
Shoot,
you.
I'll take
we
that,
have,
too.
We have a lot of similar ideas here. I don't know. They're just when I saw Peterson at his home – answering the door in this strange outfit of a white undershirt with dress pants.
You had your theory on that. What was your theory, Greg?
Well, he was getting ready. He must have been getting ready, and Zimmer, and he's like, oh, no, Spielman's here. And he just had to put something on quickly. He was like half-dressed.
Honey, they're here. He's like, what?
He released.
You had another theory. You had another theory.
I can't say my theory.
He releases a statement, doesn't say anything about how much he – you know, likes the Vikings and things are fine now.
He just hugged the general manager
and
the coach at his own home.
Yeah, and then stuck him in the back and said, I'm going to the Cowboys.
What? By the way, what could Adrian Peterson have possibly talked about for 4 hours with them?
Well, it might have taken that long.
I think it was an airing of grievances.
Okay.
It's like Festivus.
All right, I will go. I'm putting myself out on a limb a little bit this one, but it's about having fun. That's what this is all about. DeMarco Murray signs with the Colts.
I'll take that.
I also will take that.
This is truly a problem for me because my whole theory on this game is you take everything, basically.
Yep.
You always take the field. But on NFL.com right now, we have our best fits of free agency on the site, and my fit was DeMarco Murray to the Colts.
I didn't see that, but I'm feeling good.
Quite the conundrum.
I guess I'm going to have to pass. It feels
That is
to go against my own best fit. It would be great.
That is unlike you.
All right, Wes and Mark.
All right, I'll go with one. CJ Spiller will not wind up with the Jets.
I'll take that.
You think he's going to the Jets?
I think he's going to the Jets.
I don't think he's going to the Jets.
Am I giving Mark too much credit that he's made these ones that come up so that we'll never take them? And he'll just sort of stay out of the game almost.
Might have been a strategy.
I actually have CJ Spiller signs with the Jets as one of my propositions.
Will not go to the Jets.
I don't think he'll be with the Jets, so we don't have a deal then. Right?
Taking the field.
Cool.
Okay.
I got one.
Ooh, Z Drizzle. All right.
Here we go. The Raiders get Cobb and Julius Thomas.
Kevin Cobb or Randall?
Randall Cobb and Julius Thomas.
I'll take you on that.
I'm taking you too.
Yeah, we're all taking
Thank you. I will also take
Love you. People from the other side of the glass getting in.
Can't wait in 5 months.
By the way, what happened? Did you eat Gold Standard? Where is he back there?
Why are you insulting my weight?
You are right that they
first
do
you
want
love Gold Standard, and you hate me. You know what? I'm just going to go back to editing the podcast.
I don't even
Gold Standard.
You got it up.
So we all took that.
We are all taking
You got it up quick yesterday. That was a record.
That gets rid of my proposition that Cobb and the Packers will beat the deadline.
I will throw one out there just because it kind of ties in. LeSean McCoy and C.J. Spiller swap places. I think that C.J. Spiller is going to end up in Philly.
Oh, I'm all over that.
Okay.
He just got rid of a guy who dances too much. He's not going to take someone who bounces everything to the outside.
I could see him going there, but
– Well, the Eagles actually talked to the Bills about trading for Spiller way back when.
Ooh, but that was when Howie Roseman maybe
– Did C.J. Spiller go to Oregon? Because that could put me in a bad spot.
I will take that one.
Okay.
Mark, are you taking that?
Take them all.
Spiller to Eagles. Yes, I'll take it.
All right. Thank you for the sandwiches.
Mark is all over the sandwiches.
All right. Who wants to jump in?
I'm looking forward to Mark's next.
By the way, everyone.
Boring one we none of us take.
All right. Greg,
everyone burn, save your burn, best one for last.
Burn
by
in
the
giant fire.
Oh,
all right.
No, I want two more.
Well, you've got DeMarco.
No, no. I'm not saying we're doing one more, but I'm saying save your best one for last.
Okay. I'm throwing one out. The Falcons sign either Brian Orakpo or Derek Morgan.
That's interesting. The Falcons sign.
Hate to throw it back at you, but I'm not sure I'm interested enough.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's
this one you could do some studying on and figure it out, but I'm not quite prepared at this moment.
I don't want to make any bet based on Brian Orakpo.
We don't
bet.
That's where I'm at. We don't bet, by the way.
We're just throwing sandwich
talk. Any scenario.
Just sandwich talk.
Little sandwich talk.
Duck and sandwiches.
Are you just, you're just kind of, this is kind of like your Arthur Jones one this year.
Yeah.
No, I've got a few of these.
Wes is trying to mailman us right now.
I'm gonna take you up on that.
I'll take it too.
I'll take you up on that.
Again, this is the thing. People, the more bets you take, or excuse me, the more propositions you take, the more sandwiches you get. That's what the history of the game is.
I shouldn't have given that strategy away.
Go ahead, Mark.
We would have never reached that conclusion on our own.
A super sleuth.
Let's do two more each. Two more each.
DeMarco Murray, you mentioned earlier. I'm going to say DeMarco Murray gets less guaranteed money than Pernell McPhee. And I chose those two because, you know.
I agree with you.
Not a lot of people know.
I agree with you.
Name McPhee.
Andy
I think
McPhee,
you're right on that.
Casey Witter's girlfriend.
I got news for you. Nobody's taking this one.
But, Greg, you killed me for a boring.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
Yeah, way to go out on a limb.
All right, how about this?
I thought
people just
a limb.
Like their cars skidding off the road as the words came out of your mouth.
Let's talk more guaranteed money. Byron Maxwell gets more guaranteed money than Randall Cobb.
Well, I said he was going to get the most. You're catching me in another conundrum.
So I'm inside your head right now.
I got to stick with
I'm walking around, stretching, and putting my feet up on your white couch. F your couch.
I've already made more bets than all of the times we've done this combined, but I'm not taking that one.
We don't do bets here.
I'll take this proposition.
I'm just going to keep saying it.
You will take it.
Yeah, I'll take Cobb over Maxwell on guarantee.
All we had to do was change the sandwich to a liquid.
and Mark is on fire.
Mark is suddenly a genius.
No, I'm
He's
playing
like
the
Ken
game
Jennings.
Differently. In the
He's like Ken Jennings on the sixth day of
Come on, man, one more hour. We'll do one more hour. It'll be great.
I'll throw out. Well, no, wait, you said save the best one. I don't really have
All right.
I got one left personally.
I've got a couple left. This is my Arthur Jones one. Jason Worlds signs with the Eagles.
Now, that one has been whispered a little bit.
I'm sitting this one out. If he just he said it's his Arthur Jones, I'm not going to go against it. That means he's very
You're
confident.
Intimidated.
No, I'm just playing it smart.
I'm a little intimidated, too, because this one has been whispered
play
around,
the, game smart.
The Jason Worlds one.
Wes wouldn't pitch it if he was really confident in it. And
no, I'm not as confident as I was in Arthur Jones last year.
This is an act, too. Now he's saying he's pulling back.
I'm not as last year I was really confident about Arthur Jones. In fact, I have another Arthur Jones one.
I feel like I need to just take this. It's almost like, you know, the first day in jail, you got to beat up the next toughest guy. I don't want to just mentally give in to you, so I'm just going to take it.
Oh, you just fell for it.
All right.
Staying away from
the 49ers.
You got to keep track of who's taking these.
I got it.
The 49ers will sign Jerome Simpson, wide receiver. All right, confession. It popped up on TweetDeck like 10 minutes ago. I should have went. All right, let's do, Wes, you had two more. Do one more, and then we'll do our last one each.
Okay.
All right, here is the real Arthur Jones one.
Well, I'm not going to do that either.
Either Pernell McPhee or Frank Gore will sign with the Colts. It's got to involve the Colts to be the Arthur Jones one.
Well, I think McPhee makes a ton of sense for the same reasons that Jones did, that you gave on last year's podcast, the ties with Pagano, et cetera, et cetera. So staying away from that, Wes, sorry.
I'm going to take it, Wes. Although, look, now I Google, I probably shouldn't, this is almost cheating. But, of course, there's a Colts Pernell McPhee post on RotoWorld.
That's nowhere.
I got it. Very, very interesting. I'll take it anyways. Cause I don't think you're going to have the magic touches.
Follow RotoWorld?
Okay, I'll go with Greg on this. I'm going to get in Greg's boat.
All right.
All right, guys. So let's do one more now each. And I see the gold standard starting to – he's grinning now. I think he's ready to throw it out there. But actually, let's do that. Let's throw it to gold standard. Let's hear He last year he predicted wrongly that Golden Tate would sign with the Titans. If I'm correct, I don't.
Correct.
Even,
yeah.
So you thought he was going to leave the NFL entirely.
He's the pride of Hendersonville, Tennessee. This was
yeah, but why would you sign with a CFL team? I don't understand.
Oof. I would throw the Heat thing out, but it's a little
yeah,
little
it's fine.
Rough.
It's fine. And you got that wrong, and you know. But
so
now you're
in keeping with that theme, you gentlemen in probably seven. Well, actually, very shortly, we'll probably receive four lovely sandwiches for this Golden Tate bet. But
no, you got us for that. We're all
no,
you
no, did. No, we're all good. I'm just saying it'll happen again because there's no way I'm correct on this. But Golden Tate last year finished with 99 catches. I am predicting that Golden Tate will amass a century of receptions.
I will 100 take that
catches.
In a second.
I will take that too.
I'm all over
that. Max that.
First of all, it was supposed to be a free agency sandwich.
That's okay.
You've now extended the thing into January.
All right.
By then, you're working. Who knows where you're working?
For me, these are Golden Tate sandwiches.
It's Golden Tate.
It's nothing
specific.
To do with free agency.
And I feel really good about this. Eric Ebron, you think he's going to have a bigger role. Calvin Johnson, he stays healthy. He'll have a bigger role in the offense. Golden Tate.
That's what you think. Guys.
I'll take it. Too.
We're all taking it.
We're all
taking
it together.
All right. All right. I hope you enjoy the sandwiches.
I like your confidence. All right, last one. And this one I said downstairs for one, kind of really, you know, hang your onions out to dry. It's gross. But do that. Really get gutsy. Throw it out there. And we'll start with Mark because I'm curious where Sessler's at because he was grinning at that computer desk.
Well, that could have been about anything. But listen, this – you said it could be related to free agency, number
sure,
one.
Sure.
So Cleveland went out and signed a free agent quarterback in Josh McCown. My bet is that with Johnny Manziel.
Not a bet.
Tucked away. I'm going to keep saying it to annoy you. Tucked away at, you know, Promises in Malibu, wherever he is right now. Josh McCown does not start week one.
So once again, this is sort of more of a seasonal bet.
Yeah, but we talked about even downstairs. It could be free agent related.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah,
yeah. They gave him a lot of money to be a bridge guy to Manziel, who's not ready, not even living at his house right now.
I have so little faith in Josh McCown that
you have both fallen into my trap.
I think the Browns fell into the trap.
I'll take it too, just by principle.
Okay,
I love it.
All right, I'm going to do another quarterback one. An old buddy of Josh McCown. Jay Cutler will not be a member of the Chicago Bears.
Mm.
I don't know what the end date is for this.
Week one?
I'll give you two.
Well, they've got to cut him before that,
right.
though, right?
The reality is it's
kind of
off. By the time he's practicing.
You say he won't. Yeah. I think he will be. I think they have
the end date's the draft, really.
I think that coaching staff there'll be one more staff that gets sucked into saying we could fix Jay Cutler and
yeah.
I think Fox.
And this was supposed to be the one, you know, a little gutsy or whatever.
It's gutsy.
Definitely would be an upset.
I respect it, and I will take you up on it.
Okay.
No,
I'm not taking it. If I was running the Bears, that guy wouldn't quarterback for me.
Well, okay, Mark.
I will take it because there's so little else out there.
Yeah, that too. All right.
That's why I think they can find someone for him. Maybe the Jets.
Christopher Wessling, please, no.
Oh, well, this is a hanging onions one.
Oh, hang them onions.
We could get this sponsored.
By Vidalia. let's see. I'm going to go back to the Colts again. They've been good to me in this game. That's where Brandon Marshall ends up.
I'll take that.
I'll take it.
I'll take that, too.
All right. That wasn't very onionsy, but
it's not.
Good.
You get the other 31
it's like,
teams?
It's not like creative, but it is a long shot. Yes.
All right. And finally, this is onionsy. I didn't even really do the math. I just kind of threw it out there, and maybe if
it
works
out,
I'll be happy. You should take it. Ndamukong Suh gets more guaranteed money than all of the running backs in our top 101 list combined. So that is 11 guys. DeMarco Murray, Mark Ingram, Ryan Matthews, Ryan Art.
That's kind of a fun one.
Spiller. What is Spiller's first name? I'm blanking out.
CJ,
excuse me.
Art.
Frank Gore.
Art Spiller.
Frank Gore.
It stands for Chet Jerry.
Carl Spiller, Frank Gore, Shane Vereen, Forsett, Reggie Bush, Ridley, Helu, Thomas, Pierre Thomas. All 11, add them up. They will have less guaranteed money then Ndamukong Suh will get from, well, I think the Raiders, but could be anybody. could be upwards of $60 million, from what I understand.
This hurts my brain.
That's how you do it. That's how you play this game. You play to win the game.
I think it's – I'm so non-math oriented that I'm like – I'm not willing to take this. I need to go down and work on it on paper.
Listen, this is an onions hanger, but it's probably
well,
working
I mean,
out
it is to some degree.
You love hangers.
Confusing. Mm-hmm.
Matthews, Murray.
This is great radio, by the way.
Yeah, it's true. Cut this.
Oh, it's
out.
Dramatic.
Gold
it's good.
Standard.
Helou gets like negative guaranteed money. hold on. Let's see.
Well, really, your first year is guaranteed. So it's like if Helou signs a one-year, $3 million contract, that's, you know, three. So really, you got to think, what's the average? I don't think I'm going to take it. I think Sue will top it.
Yeah.
Sue's going to get more than 60 probably, right? That's what you're saying?
I don't know, but I read that somewhere. It could top that.
Yeah.
I've got these running backs tabulated right up upper 40s, low 50s.
I think Murray maybe gets 10.
Very rudimentary.
System. For guaranteed.
Yeah, I've got Murray at 10 and Spiller slightly below 10.
I'm feeling good about this because if you got your onions hanger and nobody takes it, and then you hopefully you clean up another people's onions hanger, that's how you win this game.
Ooh,
maybe well, but
strategy on you. Mm-hmm.
But then maybe you weren't really hanging. They weren't really.
Oh, come on. That's a good hanger right there. I just said one guy would make more than 11 others.
But
on
we all
top
agree
list.
With you.
I think we
I know,
agree.
It was a good one, though. He's saying in his addition, he says 60 to 50 or something, and that's it could be any of it. It's very close.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's all rudimentary. I was
well,
just
now you've just inspired me to just take it. Just
all right.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
You hooked him.
I don't care. It's good.
Reeled him in.
I still want. I don't like this self-satisfied air.
I'm still happy. That was the best one. I'm happy about it. All right. That's it. Those are the propositions. Who is our friend on Twitter, by the way, who tracks all these things?
Nick Fortier.
Gave him a lot of work. We got to send him something.
He should tell us how it's pronounced, Fortier or Fortier.
Nick, you shoot us a tweet or DM us your favorite team. We got to get you something. You do so much work for us. You're a great man. Gold Center, don't worry about that. We'll have TD do it.
Okay, great. Yeah. Perfect. Thanks, guys.
All right. So that's it for Go Get My Lunch, moron. We will be back on Monday. Is that correct? That is the eve of free agency. So make sure you tune in for that one because there's going to be some stuff cooking over the weekend, a lot percolating before everything goes down on Tuesday. So we'll be there Monday, and then we'll have a show that wraps up the first day of free agency on Wednesday, and then we'll be back at the end of the week. And that will inch us closer to win Wes's Toaster also, which is coming back. So keep on sending in submissions for that. This is Dan Hansa signing off for Quiet Storm. The mailman, the boss, the gold standard behind the glass, and one last time, Z Drizzle. We love you, buddy. Until next week.